You are listening to a program we call Light Matters. I'm your host, J.D. Humphrey. I'm not a psychologist, but I play one on the radio. Let's listen to Craig tell us about our disclaimer.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests and participants, and not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station.
The JD in my name stands for Joshua Dion. Some people call me Dion, and some people call me D. A friend of mine is here in the studio. He's an expert on old-time music and a retired Forest Service worker. His name is Richard Kramer. I call him Rich or Dick, and he usually calls me D. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
You know, folks, the weirdest thing just happened in the studio. We discovered a time machine.
Yeah, at least that's what it says on the door. A time machine. See if you can open the door, Dick.
Hey, let's go in. Look at all the room.
Whoa, this machine looked like a little old telephone booth in the studio.
Yes, it did.
We've got enough room in here to get all of our listeners in this huge ship. I see couches around the outside and windows to look out into space.
Look here. There's a box that says control room, and it's shown today's date in lights.
Whoa, reminds me of that old TV show, Doctor Who. He went inside a telephone booth and went to other places.
Who is Doctor Who? I wonder what would happen if we pulled on the lever. Let's get all our listeners in first. What do you say?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Come on in, folks. Find your power spot and get ready to go back in time. Where do you want to go today, Dick?
I think we should go to the Ash Grove in Los Angeles, California.
Ash Grove? What is that?
The Ash Grove was a musical venue in Los Angeles on Melrose Avenue from 1958 to 1973. At the Ash Grove, you could hear almost any type of music, except perhaps classical and rap. Although there was rap in the 60s, and even back into the 30s, but I think it was a kinder, gentler rap than we hear today.
So, what, do you want to go back to the 60s and see who's there?
Okay then, everyone hurry up and come on in.
Okay everybody, hurry and come on in. All right, now make sure that door's closed tight.
Okay, here we go, back to 1964.
2000, 1990, 1980, 1970, 1964. I stopped it right there.
Good job, D. And here we are at the Ash Grove.
What do you know?
And look, there's Buffy St. Marie.
Holy cow, it sure is.
Folks, this is a big thrill because Buffy St. Marie was the first person I ever saw at the Ash Grove.
Wow. So what do you think she's going to sing? Let's listen and find out, huh?
One of my favorites of hers was Many a Mile. Let's see if we're lucky and she doesn't do that one.
Okay.
Many a mile I have spent on this road. It's many a mile I have gone. I've seen your towns, they're all the same. The only difference isn't a name, and the only home I ever known is a suitcase in the open road. Oh, it's many a mile I had spent on this road. It's many a mile I have gone. So I'll fill my glass up to the brim, and through my glass, my world looks dim. I know outside there's light somewhere. Maybe my rambling will take me there. Oh, it's many a mile I have spent on this road. It's many a mile I've gone. And it's many a mile I've spent on this road. It's many a mile I will go.
The next Buffy St. Marie song is 97 Men in This Here Town, and it is a very good example of Buffy St. Marie's great sense of humor.
Love your daddy and I know you know you got a good thing going, Papa, don't let go, 'cause there are 97 men in this here town. Would give a half a grand in silver just to follow me down. So appreciate a dedicated baby, 'cause boy, you are a lucky man. I'll take you down by the river where the catfish play. Bet around, baby, gonna kick all day. No need to wander, no need to roam. You got a full meal cooking, honey, here at home. So appreciate a dedicated baby, 'cause boy, you are a lucky man. Say I'm confused, say I'm perplexed. One fella told me I was oversexed. Don't you believe it, 'cause it just ain't true. You know it's just 'cause I got a little crush on you. So before you turn your back on me, to take a look at all the other fishes in the sea. Remember, plenty good a woman is a hard to find, and I'm the hoochie-coochie lovey-dovey kind. So appreciate a dedicated baby, 'cause boy, you are a lucky man. Don't call me honey when your mother's around, boy, you know you're gonna drive her wild. Don't call me honey when your mother's around, boy, you never again may smile. Listen to me, I hear my song. She's afraid I'm gonna lead her little boy wrong. Don't call me honey when your mother's around, or you know you're gonna drive her wild. Now don't call me honey when your mother's around, or you know you're gonna weep and wail. Don't call me honey when your mother's around, or you're gonna land us both in jail. I'll never know why she don't dig me. She says I'm leading a minor to delinquency. Don't call me honey when your mother's around, or you know you're gonna drive her wild. Now, baby, stop winking across the supper table. I'm afraid your papa's gonna see. Now, baby, stop winking across the supper table, or he'll know you got eyes for me. You know you put them up tight every time we touch. They just don't dig it. I should love you so much. Oh, call me honey when your mother's around, or you know you're gonna drive her wild. Remember, 97 men in this here town would give a half a grand in silver just to follow me down. Yeah. So appreciate a dedicated baby, 'cause boy, you are a lucky man. Yeah, yeah. Boy, you are a lucky man. I said, 'cause boy, you are a lucky man.
Hey, look. It looks like we're going to have Big Mama Thornton coming up next. What do you think, Rich?
Yeah, I think she's going to do Ball and Chain.
Mm-hmm. sitting there looking at the rain.
Blues.
Next, we're going to play Janis Joplin's recording of Ball and Chain that she did in the late 60s. We don't believe that she ever appeared at the Ash Grove, but she might have. She was living in L.A. when she first came out from Texas, and I think she lived there about a year, and she did do a little nightclub singing, but we don't know much about it. I can remember in the 60s getting in discussions with people about Janis Joplin, most saying that she was a rocker. I always used to argue that she was a blues singer. Now here's Janis Joplin's Ball and Chain.
Hey.
I'm a window, hard to look in my eye, and the rain. La, 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 la. Sitting down by my window, oh baby, looking at
Well, there's every single little tiny little ever thing I hold on to.
Janis Joplin wasn't at Manassas Grove. We were just playing her music. Huh?
Yep, it's Big Mama. She never left the stage. She is next going to perform her great rendition of Hound Dog. And I love the story about her. She was a big woman and I think could take care of herself. And I remember hearing the story about a producer telling her how she should perform the song she wrote and the song she performed. And it didn't go over very well. Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog when snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog when snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see
You know, when I think of You're Nothing But a Hound Dog, I can't help but think of Elvis Presley. Have you got that CD with you? Let's play it.
I do, yeah. It's a fun one. Let's put it on.
Okay, here he goes. Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
Well, you just heard Elvis Presley with his version of Hound Dog. That was kind of fun to play, but let's go back to that escrow stage, and looky who's coming on board. It is Muddy Waters. What do you know about Muddy Waters, Dick?
The only thing I know about Muddy Waters is I've listened to him and I've seen him at the Ash Grove and I really like his music.
Okay, here's Muddy Waters and let's see what they're going to play.
I sure do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby. This girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I haven't had no loving. Boy, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world. Look out. Mm-hmm.
gonna come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. You know I got a funny feeling. I'ma have to leave your town. I've just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she's been.
Okay, well, you know, that was kind of fun to hear that, but look who's coming on the stage now. Talk about bluegrass. That's Bill Monroe, isn't it?
Yeah, the father of bluegrass and his Blue Mountain Boys. I think he's going to sing one of his classics, Blue Moon of Kentucky.
All right, let's check it out. Bill Monroe recorded it, and you've got the recording of Elvis Presley doing it too, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
After Elvis Presley recorded Blue Moon of Kentucky, he apparently was a little bit afraid that he might have made Bill Monroe mad.
Well, let's listen to Elvis doing that. What do
right.
you say?
Okay.
Blue Moon, Blue Moon, Blue Moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright. Shine on the moon that's gone and left me blue. Blue Tied on the moon that's gonna let me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Tied on the moon that's gonna let me blue. It was on the one moonlight night, just shining bright. Whisper on high, love said goodbye. Blue moon up in Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the moon, go ahead, let me blue.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Dr. J.D. Humphrey at Light Matters. We just traveled in a time machine to Ash Grove in the 60s. We are actually still listener-supported KKRN 88.5 FM on the dial or on the web, kkrn.org. Don't ask me how that's happening, but it's happening right here and now.
You know, Dee, I read somewhere that after Elvis recorded Blue Moon of Kentucky, he mentioned to his manager or to a friend that he was a little bit afraid that Bill Monroe might be upset with him. But apparently it wasn't the case, and I believe I read that Bill Monroe made sure that Elvis knew he wasn't upset.
All right. Well, that was kind of fun to listen to Elvis, too, while we're here at the Ash Grove. And it looks like the next person coming up is, who is that?
It looks like Pete Seeger.
The Weavers, huh? What do you think they're going to do? Let's find out.
Mighty good road. Well, if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station for the Rockin' Line. Cloudy in the west, looks like rain. Bought me a ticket on a railroad train. Car on the water, shovel on the coal. Stick your head out the window, see the drivers roll.
Oh, well, the Rockin' Line, it is a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rockin' Line, it is the road to ride. The Rockin'
Line, it is a mighty good road. But
if you wanna ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station for the Rockin' Line.
The 7:45 was always late, but arrived today at 7:45. The engineer said when they cheered his name,
we're right on time, but this is yesterday's train.
Oh, well, the Rockin' Line, it is a mighty good road. Oh, the Rockin' Line, it is the road to ride. The Rockin'
Line, it is a mighty good road. But if you wanna ride, you got to ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station for the Rockin' Line. The engineer said before he died, there's two more drinks that I would like to try. The conductor said, what can they be?
A hot glass of water and a cold cup of tea.
Oh, well, the Rockin' Line, it is a mighty good road. Oh, the Rockin' Line, it is the road to ride. The Rockin' Line, it is a mighty good road. But if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rockin' Line.
The eastbound train was on the westbound track.
The northbound train was on the southbound track.
The conductor hollered, now ain't this fine?
What a peculiar way to run a railroad line.
Oh, the Rockin' Line, it is a mighty good road. Oh, the Rockin' Line, it is the road to ride. The Rockin' Line, it is a mighty good road. But if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rockin' Line.
Ticket at the station for the Rockin' Line.
I think it must be Buffy St. Marie because I see her walking towards the stage. I think she's going to do another one of my favorites of hers, Rolling Log Blues.
All right, let's tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she's going to be up there a while, because here she is. She's going to sing another song. That was Rolling Log Blues. And somebody told me she's going to do be a country girl.
No, he's a pretty good man.
He's a pretty good man, if you ask me. Okay. Well, let's check it out.
Name upon the door, but a dozen well-fed kids I know seldom ask for more. He remembers all our birthdays with a hug and something nice, and his laugh is the sweetest place we know to make the world seem right. He's a lot of fun in a tickling fight, and when the snow is deep, he can kind
bars. The lights of town are at my back. My heart is full of stars, and I'm gonna be a country girl again. Oh yes, I'm gonna be a country girl again, with an old brown dog in a big front porch and rabbits in the pen. I tell you, all the lights on Broadway don't amount to an acre of green, and I'm in the pen. I tell you, all the lights
she did two in a row. That last one was I'm Gonna Be a Country Girl Again. It was interesting that we didn't hear any of Buffy St. Marie's where she goes very high and even uses a falsetto in her voice. She did that for a number of years, and later in her career, when I think she was in her 40s, she really hurt her voice badly and had to lay off for 10 years. But believe it or not, she is back touring, or at least she was a couple years ago because she appeared in Oregon. And so, good for you, Buffy St. Marie. Wow, this is going to be fun. You know who's walking up on the stage? It's Big Jim Turner. Jim Turner got his start singing nothing but blues in the 40s and maybe a little bit earlier. But in the 50s, he sang this song, and you're going to have a lot of fun with it. You'll recognize it.
Now when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. The blues are getting me a rocking chair. Well, the blues overtake me, gonna rock right away from here. Now when I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. When I get lonesome, I jump on the telephone. I call my baby, tell him on my way back home. Now flip, flop and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop and fly, I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss, hold it a long, long time. Now love me, baby, to the feeling hits my head like wine. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold dude. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold dude. Well, she's so small, she can mumble in a payphone booth. Now flip, flop, and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop and fly, I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I'm like a Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women I don't know which way to jump. Now flip, flop and fly, I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop and fly, I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. Oh my.
You know, Dee, I think that that song is a good example of someone evolving the blues into rock and roll. I think that could be one of the earlier attempts at rock and roll.
Is that Gram Parsons I see coming on the stage now?
You know, it's Gram Parsons and his group, the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Oh, the Flying Burrito Brothers. Wow.
Yeah.
just heard Christine's tune, a song by the Flying Burrito Brothers with Graham Parsons. Graham Parsons was a very interesting songwriter and performer who wanted to meld rock and roll with country. He wanted to do kind of a crossover thing where you got a little bit of both. Unfortunately, after he disbanded the Flying Burrito Brothers and was looking around for a new direction, and he wanted a girl or a woman singer. He looked around and someone told him about Emmylou Harris, and he contacted her and she agreed that she would partner with him. This next tune is a tune they sang together, a duet called Hearts on Fire. Soon after that was recorded, Graham Parsons overdosed on drugs and died. It devastated Emmylou Harris because she was more than just a partner in music. They had gotten together and were partners in life. She flew back to the East Coast and dedicated her career in music to keeping it alive.
Thanks for the visit, Dick. That was fun. Let's do it again sometime.
Wow, going back to Ash Grove. Tune in every week at 8 a.m. on Sundays or click on our archive to listen to Light Matters. Everything is light. This is listener-supported KKRN FM 88.5 from Bella Vista, California. I'm the Dr. J.D. Humphrey. I'm not a psychologist, but I play one on the radio. We're going out with one of my favorites. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Tune in again.
You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. Too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in your old rocking chair. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations made, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Your heart of hearts, your dream of dreams, your ravishing brunette. She's left you and she's now become somebody else's pet. Lay down that gun, don't try, my friend, to reach the great beyond. You'll have more fun by reaching for a redhead or a blonde. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You never go to nightclubs and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a stack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.